happy, happy Tuesday. I'm so happy that you guys came back. Today is Tuesday, July the 11th, okay? And we're keeping on. This over here, I got too much overhead in my video. So hopefully I don't mess this up. I don't want to break it down. Oh, it's too low. See? See how quick you can mess that up? Hold on, y'all. See when you live and the stuff you got to go through. Is that better? Because I don't like having too much overhead in my video. Okay? So, yeah, we in there. Welcome back to Talks with Talk Tuesday, bitch. I'm so happy to have you back. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. It's your girl, Ty, and welcome back to Talks with Ty Tuesdays. You already know what time it is. You have been missed. Okay? This is a new week. Happy Tuesday. And once again, we are in the room. Everybody do me a favor, go ahead, share this, okay? If you're not subscribed and you're watching us from YouTube, do me a favor, hit the subscribe button, hit that bell. If you're watching this from Facebook, follow us, okay? Put your notifications on, okay? It's the three little dots at the top. Hit the notification so that way you know every time that I go live because I'm over y'all. Listen, for real, okay? That's it. I'm over it. Y'all need to learn how to work these social media networks, okay? You can hit the notification bell on Facebook. If you go to the Talks with Ty page on Facebook and you follow us and you like the page, on the side, there's three little dots. You can turn your notifications on right there. I need everybody to do that. If you're not subscribed to the channel, I don't care if you watch me on Facebook. It's free. If you're not subscribed to the channel, head on over to YouTube. Type in Talks with Ty, okay? TalksWitty. Let me find it because y'all working my nerve, okay? Type in Talks with Ty on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell. That's it. Like the video. Every time I post, it helps out the channel. It's free. It's easy. And that's your way of supporting me. That's it. It's an easy day, okay? I'm not even selling nothing yet. Y'all got to follow the simple directions, all right? Anyway, let's get back to it. Welcome to Talks with Ty Tuesdays. It's your girl, Ty. Come on in the room. Y'all know we got some things to talk about today. Some people may like this topic. Some people may not, and that's all right. Y'all know how it is. I just talk about me and what I'm going through, so I guess it don't really matter anyway. Before we start the show, I want to go ahead and get into Ty's Jewel of the Day for today. So let's get into that. Ty's Jewel of the Day. Struggle sets in when you highlight your pain and lose sight of your progress. Past hurt can no longer hold you back when you stay committed. This gnat is going to drive me crazy. When you stay committed to your happiness in the present. Change what you create by celebrating your commitment to your well-being. Give yourself more credit. You deserve it, baby. You decided to get up today and fight for your right to be happy. Continue to take it one day at a time. Before you know it, you will be through the storm and thriving on. No matter what, keep growing through. Love, Ty. Okay? So that was Ty's Jewel of the Day for today. Without further ado, okay? Let's go ahead and do what we came to do. Let's start the show. Y'all know what time it is. Cue the intro. All right, now we're back. Let me see if I can get Instagram up here. Y'all know this social media thing, boy, it be a lot. It really be too much low key. It gets on my nerves sometimes, but I'm gonna go ahead and do what it is that I need to do. Okay, we got Instagram checking for connection. We are now live. Hey, Instagram, welcome to the show. Welcome back to Talks with Ty Tuesday. You already know it's your girl, Ty. So, yeah, tonight we're about to talk about some things. So let's get into it without further ado. I ain't going to have y'all in the room all night. Tonight's topic. Hurt people hurt people. Okay? Hurt people hurt people. And tonight we're going to talk about the importance. Fix my lighting here so y'all can see me a little bit clear. Tonight we're going to talk about the importance of healing. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because I don't think that we as adults understand that we have a responsibility to grow the fuck up. Like, at some point, you got to grow up. You got to get your stuff together. You have to be responsible. And you have to take accountability for the things that you do, say, and how you treat others. You can't go your whole life. I mean, you can, but that will be a miserable life to live. And you will probably, you won't enjoy the fruits of life. Like, it's no way you could be, y'all, I'm 39. I just turned 39 last week. What I'm not about to be doing is sitting up saying, well, I hurt you because I was hurt when I was 5 years old. I hurt you because my mama hurt me. I hurt you because my daddy hurt me. I mistreat my children because I was mistreated as a child. Like, that's what I'm not about to be saying at 39. Because at some point, I'm choosing to do better for myself and for the people around me. Hurt people hurt people. And I think that when you get to a certain age, at some point you have to take accountability and recognize your pain and your traumas and understand that it requires healing for you to, number one, become an adult, and number two, for you to be in the atmosphere of other people. All right. I was talking. I had a situation, you know, going on. Listen, I'm going to just keep it funky. There's a situation going on at the school that I attend. And unfortunately, the person that's in a certain position, they are not able, well, their excuse, you know, because it is an excuse, to do their job. They're not doing their job effectively. I'm not going to say that they're not doing the job because they're not capable. Because I do believe that they're capable of doing this job. But I think that adulting is something that they're not used to doing. And it's easy for us to say, even myself, for me to say, oh, I want to do this, 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 get it, and not understand what's expected and what comes with or the responsibility attached to that next level up. Right? So I was talking to this person, and they said that they were not able to do the job effectively because they were going through some things and they were under a lot of pressure. Everybody is under pressure. I don't know nobody right now that is not going through something. Everybody is under pressure. You're under pressure if you're rich, you're under pressure if you're poor. If you're rich, you're trying to get more money. If you're poor, you're trying to be rich. Right? I'm just keeping it funky. You're under pressure if you don't have a job. You're under pressure if you have a job. Depending on the type of job you got, you might be under some pressure. You got to keep it. You're under pressure if you don't have a job because you need to get a job. You're under pressure if you're trying to gain weight. If you're small, if you're too skinny, you're under pressure to gain weight. And if you're too big, you're under pressure to lose it. Everybody is under pressure about something. If you ain't bought a house, you're under pressure to buy a house. Oh, I got to buy a house in the next 5 years before I get 40. Right? Or if you got a house, you're under pressure to sell the damn house because you got the house and now you're trying to get rid of it. You done fixed it up. You're trying to flip the house and you want to get rid of the house, but now the house ain't selling. Like, everybody is under pressure about something. You're under pressure to get married. Oh, I'm this age and I want to find a husband. I need to find a mate. Right? And then you got some people that's married and they trying to get the hell out of it. Like, everybody is under pressure. Being under pressure and going through life is not an excuse to come up short. It's not an excuse to not meet your full potential. It's not an excuse to not give it your all. It's not an excuse to not do what you agreed to do. Pressure exists. And when I think about pressure, the most precious jewel, do y'all know what the most precious jewel in the world is? I'm going to tell y'all because I wrote it down. It's a pink star diamond. All right. The most precious jewel in the world is a pink star diamond. Look it up if you don't believe me. It's a pink star diamond. And I thought about diamonds and the amount of pressure that it takes to produce a diamond. All right. And I looked this up because y'all know I like to talk in metaphors because I feel like people get it when you talk in metaphors. Right. So we're talking about the most precious diamond in the world, the most precious thing that you can tangibly hold, a pink star diamond. Right. Now, these facts, and y'all know I speak in facts. I don't do fiction. I don't do emotion. I do facts. Facts only. Right. So these diamonds take 725,000 pounds of pressure per square inch. I ain't got no measuring tape around here. But if you got like, I'm going to say the diamonds are getting pretty big these days. Somebody that I love her jewelry, Keisha Kale, right? Keisha Kale, that's Gucci Mane's wife. Her diamond's like big. Her diamond's probably about 2 inches. Her wedding ring is probably about 2 to 3 inches in length. So you're talking about 725,000 pounds of pressure plus, okay, plus 2,000 to 2,200 degrees of heat. Do you know how hot? I don't even know if hell is that hot. I didn't even know Fahrenheit could go that high. 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit? We're not made to withstand that type of pressure nor heat. But if you get to the other side of that thing, the most precious jewel exists. So think about the little bit of pressure that we go through in life, the little bit of shit that we go through. I'm just keeping it funky, right? Because we go through shit. You might not have come up right, or your parents might have hurt you, or you might have went through some things as a child. We all have. I have. You know, worst case scenario, you know, I know some people that have been raped, that have gone through molestation, that have been physically abused as a child. And, you know, it's terrible. It's terrible that anybody has to go through that, right? But they never allow it to be an excuse for terrible behavior. Am I frozen, y'all? Can y'all see me? I don't know. Put some ones in the chat if I'm good. But yeah, they never allow it to be an excuse for terrible behavior. Like, it's not okay to be hurt, especially when you are innocent, especially when someone has robbed you of your innocence, has given you, has pushed you in a position that you don't want to be in, has hurt you when you were helpless. You know what I'm saying? Like, those things are not okay. They're just not, right? But you cannot dwell there. At some point, you have to heal. Like, our bodies are made to heal. When we get a cut or a bruise, or we hurt ourselves, or there's some type of trauma that happens, your body at some point says, hey, something's wrong here and I need to fix it. And so your body starts to operate in a way so that you start to heal. You just don't stay cut. You don't stay hurt unless you have some type of infection or something. And even then, the body is trying to fight that. Like, your body is trying to fight that. That's why you see pus. That's why things come to the surface. The body is trying to get rid of it. It doesn't belong here. The hurt doesn't belong here. The trauma doesn't belong here. So your body is going to immediately, your nerves and everything start to work. You experience pain when you've been hurt or you receive some type of trauma. Your nerves start to activate. There's some pain that because something's happening to you that shouldn't be happening. So the truth of the matter is, yes, these things happen. You're going to be hurt. You're going to be hurt physically, just living, right? And most people along the way get hurt spiritually, get hurt emotionally, right? Get hurt, you know, I said in the physical. And some people get hurt mentally. But the natural reaction from trauma to the body is to heal. So when you choose not to do the natural thing that your body automatically wants to do, you're stopping a process that is necessary for growth and forward progression. And I don't think that people understand that, especially people of color. Our history is pain. It's no way to look at it, like it just is. But I think that we have to understand, and we have to understand that it's necessary to tap into that so that we can understand exactly who we are and our power. So I think I take that and I apply that to anything and anyone. Like if you've been hurt, first of all, and this is just what I do for me. I can only give you what I do for myself. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect because I'm not. But figure out how you got there. Like, how did you get in the situation where you're hurt? It might not even be you, right? But just try to backtrack and see how you even got in this circumstance. Was it because of you or was it beyond your control? Because a lot of the times we'll find ourselves in situations that it's beyond our control. It wasn't even us. And that's okay. So you figure that out. And then I think figuring out how you got hurt, right? How'd you get there? How did this happen? Figuring out who did this to you or if you did it to yourself. Because sometimes, and this is no shade, sometimes we hurt ourselves. We don't make the right decisions, and figuring out how to never have yourself in that place again. Understanding that whatever that was that hurt you, the situation, the person, the thing, that whatever it was that caused the trauma, you, whatever it was, obtain the knowledge that's necessary so that you never end up back in that situation. Apply the wisdom to do better the next time. And I think that that's what we just don't do, especially women. We don't do it. We'll get hurt, myself included. I've done this. You get hurt. You may not even do the steps, right? Because you don't know it to do it. But you know you probably shouldn't stay, and you do it anyway. And then you get hurt again and then again, and you never heal. You've three times around receiving the same type of trauma and you've done absolutely no healing. So now the scar is so deep that you feel like it can't be healed. And guess what? You never do the work to heal it. You just keep going because in our minds we're strong enough. And the truth is we are. We're damn strong, but we still need to heal. Because when we don't heal, we move forward having knowledge, but being foolish enough to never apply the wisdom. And now we have a scar so deep that we can't even step into what God in the universe has set for us because of our traumas, because of our fears, because of our bitterness. You got to heal. Men, y'all ain't different. Men got mommy issues heavy. And the older that I'm getting, the more I relate certain things back to yo mama. And see, if you don't seek no heal, I'm not your mama. A lot of men have been hurt by their mom, and that's why it's hard for them to navigate a healthy relationship because they never even seen what it looked like. Because they never had it. And their mom is the first person that they love. Ladies, look at your relationships with your dad. If you're having a lot of problems with men, look at your relationships with your fathers. In some cases, you may have had it. It was great. Some cases, you may have had it and it wasn't so great. Some cases, you may not have had it. And you'll find yourself chasing that man looking for somebody to love you because you never had it. Love on you first. Understand that you're worth the right thing. I'm so sick of people using the excuse as being hurt in their past as an excuse to go forward and hurt other people. I'm over it. Grow up, do the necessary healing. What is it with people and not feeling like they need therapy? If you've been hurt, it's like getting cut and going, your therapy, right? You take the alcohol or the peroxide and you pour it on it and you apply Neosporin and a Band-Aid. That's therapy. If you've been hurt and the hurt and the pain is so severe that like you're not getting over it, you need to talk to somebody about that. You need to seek therapy. Therapy has changed my life. Like, I'm telling you, therapy has changed my life. And I choose my therapist. I like to talk to somebody that I can relate to. You know, I just don't like get therapy because it's 2023. Your excuse with me cannot be I was hurt before.
Who the fuck was it? We all been hurt before. The fuck?
That's not an excuse for you to hurt me. I think that what we have to figure out how to do when you've been hurt is turn the pain into purpose. Because we are promised trouble, y'all. We promised trouble. And I think that if you don't get what you need when you're going through whatever situation that you're going through that is causing you pain, if you don't seek out the knowledge in that situation, you're going to have to be back there again. Now, some people seek the knowledge and then later on, you just don't apply it. Like, knowledge is the learning. Okay, whatever it is you learn in school, we learn mathematics, science, social studies, all this crap. That's the knowledge, right? You apply 10% of that shit in life. Basic math and reading. All that other stuff, we don't use it unless you further in your education in a specific area of expertise. Right? Basic math, reading, you need that. You apply 10%. And that takes you probably through the rest of your life. Other things you learn as you go on. Right? And you take those things, the knowledge, and you apply wisdom. Wisdom is the act of using the knowledge. Some things you may not understand, so you seek understanding. You try to figure it out until you get the concept. If you're hurt, find out why. If you're going through some pain and you realize shit falling all apart around you all the time, find out why. When you find out why, figure out how to not continue to be in that space. Use the wisdom that you've obtained from figuring out why. My mom was a drug addict. Her drug of choice was crack cocaine. This is no secret. My mother has talked about this openly. Was I supposed to get high and use cocaine too? Because my mama did it. Like this, no. You have to make a choice to do something different. My father had 6 kids by 5 women. Was I supposed to go out here and have 6 kids by 5 men?
Fuck no! Hell no, man!
I know some of my friends that were sexually abused, mentally abused, physically abused. As kids, people that I grew up with, they supposed to do that to their kids? Like, the excuse for hurting someone cannot continue to be because I was hurt. And I've heard this from men and women, and they give it as an excuse as to why they continue to move forward and hurt people. Let me tell you something.
Grow the fuck up and get your ass some therapy, man. Go heal.
Don't nobody want to be around no broken people. And I know y'all have heard me say this before. I'm going to say it again because I don't think the people in the back heard me. So I'm going to say it louder for the people in the bike. I've asked people, why do they stay in certain situations, certain situationships, whatever the hell you want to call it. And they tell me, Ty, I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be alone, Ty. And all I could think to myself is, if you don't want to be alone with you,
what the fuck makes you think I do?
Help me understand that. If you don't want to be alone with you, why you think I want to be alone with you? And then you wonder why you keep running into stuff that don't last, that's unhealthy. Because you're a mess. You're a mess trying to find somebody to love you. A mess. You don't want to be with you. Why do you think I want to be with you? Why? You're not working on you. So why do you think I want to work on you with you? I don't want to work on you with you and you ain't doing it your damn self. That's crazy. I can't heal you. That's what, you know, I used to try to do that. I used to be the girl, oh, I can fix it. I can help him. I can heal him. I can help make it better. I can't do it. Get somebody
else to do it. Get somebody else to do it. I ain't doing it. I don't want to do it. Get somebody else.
I can't save nobody. I put my cape down. Sorry. I'm gonna need some boundaries, cause I'm keeping my peace.
Nigga, I ain't doing it.
I had to do the work. I had to learn how to love me. I had to work on me. I had to figure out what hurt me. I had to figure out how I hurt myself. I had to figure out what my triggers are. And when I see somebody that is bringing out the worst in me, I make a conscious decision
to get the fuck from round they ass. Because I don't want to go to jail. And I don't want to go back because I worked too goddamn hard to get to where I am today.
You won't take me back. I'm just going to leave you back there. I ain't arguing with nobody no more. Because one thing I'm learning is when I argue with you, I got to take a step back. Get somebody else to do it. I ain't finna do it. You stand there arguing by yourself. Hey, Meech, what's up? You stand there arguing by yourself. Get somebody else to do it because I'm not doing it. You have got to heal. I see this. I don't deal with a lot of men. I'm going to be honest. So I can't say a lot about men. Now, some of the men that I have dealt with, I do bring this up to them quite often, especially like my family members and stuff, because I know them personally on a level to know some of the things that they have been through. All right. Women heal. The best way you could get a person back, heal, glow up, boss up, and heal, grow. Like, because I guarantee you, if the saying hurt people is very true. So if you're dealing with somebody and they're constantly hurting you, know that that person is probably hurt. And if you don't have the mental, if you're not healed, you probably do not have the mental telepathy or the knowledge or wisdom to help them heal. So what you could do is you can either start this healing process together or get the hell
up out of there. Because they're going to drive you crazy.
For real. You can't deal with nobody hurt. I can't listen. Y'all, I can't do it no more. I got to let you go. If it's not bringing out the best, and I'm going to tell you something. Get around people that bring out the best in you. Because getting around somebody that you're always arguing with, hollering, screaming, cussing, like you can't go 7 days and have a peaceful week, that's insane. That's not love. That's toxic. That's crazy. Nobody's doing that. We're too old. I did that shit in my 20s. I'm not doing it at 39. I'm not arguing. Woohoo. You know what? You have a good evening. That's just how I'm in that conversation. We have enough in life to deal with. I don't want to argue with the person that I'm with every day about nothing. That person, you ever been with somebody and they always picking an argument? Like they always picking, like they always upset. They always mad. They ain't never happy. They ain't never content. They hurt. They miserable. Misery loves company. What's some of the signs you know when somebody's hurt? Okay, this is a good question. This is just me. Y'all know I only be talking about myself now. I'm Ty. This is how I know if I'm dealing with a person, whether it's a friend that's a female or a guy that is hurt. I pay attention to their attitude. That's number one. Their attitude. It's so important to have an attitude of gratitude. If this person is just never grateful, like something's always wrong with something, like nothing's good enough, like nothing, like, ugh, them shoes ugly, my food cold, like just, it's always like your attitude and your demeanor, how you treat other people is very important to me. That kind of lets me know your mindset and how you think. If you're very negative all the time, there's some trauma there. Like something's going on with you, right? If I care about you enough, I might ask, hey, why are you like this? Okay. Another way I figure out if a person is hurt, I look at their relationship with their parents. If I meet somebody and they don't fuck with their parents,
run.
And I'm not saying you have to deal with your parents every day. That's not what I'm saying, because you don't. But if you like hate your parents, like hate them, like your parents actually was in your life, they raised you, like you hate them,
I'm out of there. Because if you hate your parents, ain't nothing like, I mean, you, them, they brought you in the world.
And I understand going through things with your parents, right? I understand having situations with your parents because I had situations with mine. So I get it. But if you like hate them, like truly, truly hate them, you got some trauma that you ain't healed from. And there's no way that you know how to cultivate anything healthy in your life. You got to heal from that. I had went through situations with both of my parents, but I've forgiven them. Like, I'm not living with that. That burden is too heavy for me to bear. Like, at some point, you know, you got to forgive them. And I've had people go through some really dark spaces with their parents. And they may not speak, but they still love their parents. You know what I'm saying? So I think I look at those relationships. I look at another thing I look at is how you deal in your friendships with other people. And if I'm around long enough to meet the company that you keep, I look at all of that. Because if all that's like cultivated in pain and ignorance and messiness, I can't get down with it. I can't. It's too much. Get somebody else to do it. I'm not going to do that. You need some healing that's beyond me. Do you think kids are affected by your hurt? Absolutely. And I'm going to share something with you here. When I was coming up, when I was young, my mother didn't raise me. My father was present, and my father's side of the family is who I grew up with. My father never, ever, ever talked bad about my mother. He never talked bad. And the one time that I saw my mom at a young age, and She didn't do what she said she was going to do. And I talked bad about my mom. I talked so bad about her. My father smacked me in my mouth so hard. And I was so heartbroken because I felt like, why would you hit me? Like, she didn't help you. And I said this to him. She hasn't been around. She's trapped. You know, I was young at the time. I don't feel that way now at all, but she ain't shit. She chose drugs over me. Da, 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 da. Why you hit me? And my father said, that's your mother. You will never speak negatively of her. He did not let my pain get the best of me. I could have my emotions, but he wanted me to forgive my mother. And at the time, I'm 12 years old. I don't understand this, right? Now I'm a woman. Let's fast forward 20 years. And I have my first child at 20. And at about 21, 22, me and his dad didn't work out. And we separated. You know what I'm saying? And I found myself going through the motions. You know, he's 6 and then he's 12 and then he's 16 and then he's 17 and then he's 18. And I went through a lot of different emotions with my son's oldest father due to the circumstance that we were in. And I then understood the importance of why my father smacked me. Because when we don't get along with the other parent, or something's not happening the way we need it to, right? And I talked about this before. I think it was tactical versus something else I talked about. But when tactical versus strategic, and that's a previous episode, but when we talk negatively about our other child's parent in front of us, one or two things are happening there. Number one is stemming from pain. Flat out, stemming from pain and unsettled emotion. And number two, what you're doing is you're planting a seed. You're planting a seed in your child. And the seed is pain. It's a hurtful seed. And one or two things are going to happen. Either the child is going to start to believe you and agree with you and start to take on the mindset that you have about the other parent, because that's constantly what they're hearing, whether negative or positive, or the child is going to resent you because you're never saying anything that they understand, whether negative or positive. So children definitely take on our hurt. If you have a child and you have something going on, forgiveness is key and healing is key. You will pass down traumas to your children. I'm going to use another one, something simple. Swimming. I didn't learn how to swim when I was young. That's a fear of mine. That's a trauma, right? I didn't learn how to swim when I was young. When I got of age, when my oldest son got of age to where I felt he was comfortable, I threw his ass in the pool. Literally took him and threw him in the pool. He was young. He turned over and AJ swim like a fish. Because I didn't want to pass down that trauma to him. Now, Zamir, I was a little bit older and see, my nerves kind of bad. So now his father is dealing with that. You know, I was a little bit younger back then. So I was doing stuff that, you know how the first kid get the stuff and the second kids really don't get it. Yeah, it was that situation. So, but I believe my youngest son does know how to swim now because of his father. So shout out to you, Charles. Good job. But, yeah, we could definitely pass our traumas down to our children. Make sure you heal. Make sure you watch what you say around your kids. Make sure the seeds that you plant grow a fruitful harvest. Because I would hate for you to pass on some bad fruit to your child. They watch everything we do, especially when they're young. They absorb everything we say and do. The best thing my mother could have did was given me to my father, because I don't know where I would be. I probably wouldn't be sitting here in front of the screen, because my mama was off the chain. Okay? She was off the chain. Do the work. I think a lot of people don't heal because they don't want to do the work. Because it's uncomfortable and it's hard and it's scary and it hurts. It hurts to do the work. I think about the work that I did in how I had to check myself and correct myself, and when I was the problem, like it was me, like really coming to a reality, really digging deep into learning me, gaining knowledge of why the same shit keep happening to me. It's the work that people don't want to do. People would much rather go around blaming everybody else for their issues instead of looking at themselves. Well, let me let you know this. If you want to be a part of my life, you are going to be held accountable for the shit that you do. And being hurt cannot be an excuse to be a foolish. Get it together. We're all trying to grow, prosper, and push. This world is getting crazier and crazier by the day. I don't need no
unhealed, crazy ass people around me. Get somebody else to do it. I don't want to.
I'm just saying. I don't know about y'all. Because I'm going to tell you something. Same shit yields the same result. Straight up. You keep doing the same shit, you're going to keep getting the same result. Do something different. Do something different. Just try to work with you. I promise you, you will feel better. You're going to feel sad at the beginning, yes. But you will feel better. Sometimes we try to hold on to stuff that God tries to remove from us. Sometimes we get so caught up and hell-bent on what we think we deserve, the position that we feel like we're supposed to be in, and we don't understand why they don't like us and why all of this is happening and why are we going through this and why me? Why not you? Why not you? What are you trying to hold on to for real? Especially if it's not working. Everything around you is falling. And yet you're trying so hard to hold on. You don't think it's time? Maybe you are outgrowing that pot. That's why it's so painful there. Because you can't expand. You're in a space that's too small, so you can't grow. I'm just saying. Sometimes we try to get in front of things that we shouldn't be getting in front of. And sometimes we try to hold on things that it's time to let go of. Sometimes we don't want to heal. We want to sit in that pain for a little while and we want to be miserable. Sorry, not sorry. Get it together. Because change is scary and growth is painful. That's why they call it growing pains. But healing, I've never known healing to be a bad thing. Healing brings about new life. So I challenge you hurt people out there to
get your ass some therapy and heal. The world needs you healed.
We don't need no unhealed folk. Okay? We don't need it. We don't want it. We don't. I'm tired of miserable people. I'm over. The world has enough stress and strife and sorrow. I don't need to be around people who just want to be sad and down all the time. I can't. I don't want to do it. Get it together and hold yourself accountable. Stop blaming everybody for shit that you're supposed to be doing for yourself. If a person can't do it, you want to get mad because they can't do it, because they ain't doing what you want them to do. You should have been able to do it for yourself. Get yourself together so that you could do it for yourself. It's one thing that I am working on actively. Myself. I'm working in that area in my life. And not only that, I'm starting to understand, hell, it ain't everybody else that can. Sometimes it's you. Get it together. So I'm working in that area and it's okay. Like, get it together. Stop expecting somebody to do you for you. People ain't obligated to do nothing for you. This net is going, y'all, this is the same net from Sunday. I don't know what the lights, we have the doors open. This is a fool. It's driving me crazy. But anyway, y'all already know what time it is. That's what we got for the show today. All right. Y'all go heal. Okay, get you some therapy. Get it together. It's 2023. We're trying to be healed and glowing and growing and prospering. All right, keep growing. Keep showing up for yourself. Nobody ever said this shit would be easy. It's hard. Keep pushing through. Keep showing up. Keep striving. Keep stepping. Keep taking one step so God can take two. For you. Keep your heart pure. Because being hurt is hard, but having an unpure heart is harder. Continue to plant good seed in good soil so that you can have a harvest return to you tenfold. It's your girl Ty. Y'all already know what it is. Make sure you like, subscribe, share. If you like this video, go ahead and hit the like button, share it on your channel. Okay? I need everybody to head on over to YouTube, hit the subscribe button. It Talks with Ty. If you're not following us here on Facebook, go ahead and hit the follow. We have some gear that will be coming to you hopefully by the end of this month. I'll be coming up here. I have some Talks with Ty t-shirts, hats, mugs. We're working on some things. We working. We bet you been working. So me and all my friends can win by me. Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I will probably see you guys next. I don't know, because I graduate next Saturday, honey. But you'll see me again this week. We definitely got some other things that I want to talk about this week. So I'm sure I'll be back up here. Make sure your notifications are on so when you know that I come live, okay? It's your girl, Ty. I appreciate you. I love you. I thank you guys for rocking with me. as always, stay tuned for the closeout of the show. Bye!